The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The essence of the Chag HaPesach, which is on the 15th of Nisan, is the celebration of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that night to show his wonders and his gvuras, his strength, to the entire world by taking his nation out of Egypt. Like we say, Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. And from the Torah we find that this concept of Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim, that we should remember that when we went out of Egypt, is not only an important concept and an important route for Klal Yisrael, but it is perhaps the singular most important route that we find in the Torah. To quote the language of the Maral in the Gvuras Hashem in Perek Beis, Liyisod HaYisodis V'Sheirish HaKol, that it is a foundation for all of the foundations and the roots for everything. We find many, many times in the Torah it is written, Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim, that you shall remember the going out of Egypt. We find many, many mitzvahs, all types of mitzvahs, which have written by them, Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. All of the Meyadis, the Yom Tovim, Pesach for sure, but Shavuos and Sukkos, we say Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah writes, by Sukkos, Leman Yedu Deiriseichem, that in order that your generation shall know, Ki Hoytzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, that I have taken them out of Mitzrayim. Shabbos, we find Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. And even the first commandment of the Aseres HaDibros of the Ten Commandments, which is the most important, and Echi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, there it states, Asher Hotzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of Egypt from the house of slavery. This is written both in the Luches Rishenis and the Luches Shnieis, in the first tablets and in the second tablets. And we find that the Torah tells us that this was Godol Mikol Hanisim, that from all of the great wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for his nation throughout history, this is the greatest. In Parshas Yisro, first Pasuk, Vayishma Yisrei Kein Midyon Chesin Meshe Es Kol Asher Osa Lekim Lameshe Yisrael Amoi, that Yisrei heard all that Hashem did to Meshe and to Yisrael, his nation, Ki Heitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzroyim, and that Hashem has taken Yisrael out of Egypt. And the Mechilta tells us on that Pasuk, Rashi brings it brings it concisely, but the Mechilta tells us, Magid Sheshkuli Yetzias Mitzrayim Keneged Kol Hanisim Begvurei She'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. It states that Yisro heard everything that Hashem did to Moshe and Yisrael, and that he took them out of Egypt. To tell us that the taking out of Egypt, the actual Hitzor, bringing Israel out of the house of bondage, this was equal to all of the other miracles and great wonders which Hashem did put together, which Hashem did for Yisrael. And then we can go even one step further. The Torah writes in Parshas Bo'i, near the end of Parshas Bo'i, in Yud Gimel Beis, the Yud Gimel Gimel. Vayomer Meishel Elohim Zochor Esayim Hazeh Asher Yitzosam Mimitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. Moshe said to the nation, this is as they were getting ready to leave Egypt, you shall remember this day that you have gone out of Egypt from the house of slavery. Ki bechezik yod heitzi Hashem eschem izeh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken you out of here, taken you out from here. Ve'lo ye'ochel chometz, and chometz, leavened bread, should not be eaten. Now this mitzvah, zochor, that you shall remember, who is this a mitzvah on, and when do we fulfill this mitzvah? Was it a mitzvah only to the generation that went out? So the Mechilta writes, Rashi brings it again concisely, but the Mechilta writes, this is right here in Parshas Bei, in Simon Kuf Aleph Os Gimel, Ein li yelo shemaskirin yitzis Mitzrayim biyomim. From this posuk, Zohor, that you shall remember the day that you went out of Egypt, I know from here that you must remember every day. Minayin shenema lemantisko reshem tzeischo b'leilos minayin. But how do we know that also you're obligated to remember the going out, the Exodus at night? Shnemar, as it states, Lamantisko Hashem Seischo Kol Yemei Chayecho, that you shall remember the going out of Egypt all of the days of your life. Kidiv Reben Zema, like Reben Zema. V'chachomim Aimrim, and the Chachomim say, Yemei Chayecho Be'ilam Azeh Kol Yemei Chayecho Lohovi Limeis HaMashiach. The Chachomim say that from the days of your life we learn out that you have to remember this every day. And Kol Yemei Chayecho refers to the days of the Mashiach, after the Mashiach comes. So the Mechilta learns from this Pasuk Zohar that you shall remember the going out of Egypt every day of your life. Whether you're obligated to remember at night also, this is a machlekes. This is a dispute between Ben Zema and between the Chachomim. In actuality, we pask it like Ben Zema, where we're maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim gam belailo, that we remember it at night also. But at any rate, we see from the Mechilta that the posuk, which states Zohar Esayim Hasher Asher Yetzosem Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, is a mitzvah on every Jew, not only on the generation that went out, and not only on Pesach, but on every day. That is a tzivui, a command in the Torah, that he must remember the day he went out of Egypt. This is what the Chazal referred to as maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. So we see from here that the Torah has commanded us to bind ourselves to this great ma'ura, to this great happening, on a daily basis. That every day, a day shall not go by when we do not ein maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we will not mention the going out of Egypt. And according to Ben Zoma, not only a day, but a night shall not go by that we do not make mention of the Zeichi Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the night of Pesach, there's a particular mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we elaborate and we go into the whole episode with great length, as it states, V'higadot to Levincha, that you shall tell your sons. But every day, there's a mitzvah to remember the going out of Egypt, every day and every night. Now the question can be asked, why is it that this is so important, that the Torah has placed so much significance on this, that we see that so many mitzvahs and all of the Yom Tovim and Shabbos are all tied to this source, and something that we are obligated to bind ourselves to on a daily basis. And secondly, why is it the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to reveal himself to Klal Yisrael and to reveal his malchus, his kingship, he said, Asher hoitzeisi esche, Asher hoitzeisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim, who has taken you out of Egypt, the house of bondage. It would have been more logical, seemingly, had he said, I am the Lord your God, I am your king, because I have created you. Asher barasiv. Or, I am the Lord your God, Asher barasi esa shomayim vesa oretz, because I have created the heavens and the earth. Why does he come to Israel and say that I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage? The answer to this is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, chose us and distinguished us from all of the nations to give us His Torah and mitzvahs. Like we say, Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lonu estei rosoi. He has given us more mitzvahs than all of the nations of the world. Nations of the world, he gave 7 mitzvahs. To us, he gave Taryag, 613. The principle of mitzvahs is that there is a command, there is a king who commands, and there is he who is commanded. There's a mitzvah, there's a matzava, there's a mitzvah, and there's a tzivoy. Mitzvahs are not optional, erishus, elexadisi, they are decrees. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yisrael more mitzvahs, more decrees than any other nation. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lonu estei rosei. He distinguished us and chose us from amongst the nations, of all of the nations, and he gave to us his Torah. This means that his dominion, his kingship, is over Yisrael in a greater dimension than it is over the other nations. This is the concept of mitzvahs. And therefore, he couldn't have come and said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God who has created you. He's created all of the nations. So why should he be more a king to Israel than to other nations? Why should his mitzvahs affect Israel more than all other peoples? He couldn't have said, I am the Lord your God who has created Shomayim v'oretz, the heavens and the earth. Those are reasons why he should be a king to the entire world, and he should give his decrees to the entire world. This is not a reason why Yisrael should be given more decrees and more mitzvahs than the rest of the nations. And therefore, when he revealed himself at Sinai and he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, he was commanding Yisrael that I am a king over you in a greater dimension than I am a king over all nations. I am the king over all nations in the dimension that they are committed to seven decrees. But I am a king over you in the dimension that you are committed to Taryak, to 613 decrees. My kingship takes effect in you in a much deeper level than it takes effect in other nations. Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, that Chal Shem Hashem Olecha, that my name is affected in you more than by other nations. And as we see, that we are bound to Hashem by 613 mitzvahs, not merely by seven mitzvahs. And therefore this needs an explanation as to why. And on that the explanation is, Asher Hatzeicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. Because you are different than all of the other nations. All of the other nations, I have created them. And I have created the world. And therefore they're bound to my kingship and my dimension by seven attachments. The seven mitzvahs that were given to the children of Noach and the children of Adam. But you, I took out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And I uplifted you to me. Different from all of the nations. And therefore you are bound to me through the entire Torah, through 613 mitzvahs. Now this that he said, the explanation that Hashem gave, that I have taken you out of Egypt and out of the house of bondage, in this there are two dimensions. Firstly, Avodim hoyinu lefare, we were slaves unto Pare. And through the Exodus and the freedom, we became Avodim Lashem, we became slaves to Hashem. As it is written in Parshas Bishalach, in the Shira, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, he said, Amzu go'alto and Amzu koniso. I have acquired this I have redeemed this nation, and I have acquired this nation. And this is the Shuras Hadin. This judgment demands. If someone was a slave and someone else comes and frees him, so he becomes now obligated to the second master. We were slaves to Pare. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and redeemed us from Pare. And he therefore acquired us from Pare. And therefore we are now slaves, we are the servants to Hashem. Perhaps we'll say, but even if Hashem would not have redeemed us or freed us, we wouldn't be slaves forever. In the fullness of time, certainly we would have been freed through other means. This is not so. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, it states, Avodim ayinu lefare b'mitzroim, we were slaves to Pare Mitzroim, v'yetzienu Hashem elokeinu mishom, and Hashem took us out of there, b'yod chazok of zerei and etuyo, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, v'ilu lehetzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es aviseinu mimitzroim, and if Hashem would not have taken our fathers out of Egypt, then don't say that eventually in the fullness of time we would have gone out on our own. Hare onu uvaneinu uvanevaneinu mishubodim ayinu lefare b'mitzroim. We and our sons and our grandchildren would still be enslaved to Pare in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. And therefore the Haggadah gives a reason why we all must celebrate this Geula, this redemption. And further in the Haggadah, it states, B'chol dov dor chayavodim liris etzatzmai kilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. In every generation, a person is obligated to look at himself as if he himself went out of Egypt. as it states, "V'higadeta levincha b'yemahu le'mor ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim," that you shall tell your son on this day that because of this Hashem has taken me out of Egypt. Not only our fathers, but we also he has redeemed, as it states, that he has redeemed us from there. This means that had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not redeemed us, we would still be enslaved to Paray. Even though this is something which took place many, many thousands of years ago, we would still be enslaved to Paray. And the reason for this is because the shibud, the enslavement, was so strong, was so solid, that the Chazal tell us that it was impossible for anyone to penetrate it. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only he had the mafteach, the key to this geula, to this redemption. So people should not make an error to say that if Hashem wouldn't have redeemed us, eventually we would have walked out of Egypt. Not so. We would still be there. Just like we find, not in the same way, but a similar vein, that 2,000 years ago we were exiled from our land, and we're still exiled. So here the Chazal tell us that had Hashem not redeemed us, then onu ubaneinu ubaneinu, we and our children and our children's children would be mishubodim lapare, we would still be slaves. Therefore, that's what is meant to say, that a person must look at himself as if he himself went out of Egypt. There's another reason why he must look at himself as if he went out of Egypt. Not only because he's out of Egypt because of that, but, and this the Maral says in his Pirush of the Haggadah, the Geula, the redemption, was not a Geula Pratis. He didn't come to redeem one generation. It wasn't a Geula, Geula Sa'ovesh. He came to redeem all of Israel forever. When he redeemed Israel, he did not only redeem the generation that was in Egypt, he redeemed Israel forever from Egypt. And therefore, everyone was redeemed, whether they were there or not. It was a geula, redemption for all of Israel. At any rate, that had Hashem not redeemed us, then we would still be enslaved. Therefore, our essence of freedom that we have at any time is because Asher Hetzaisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim mebeis avodim, because I have taken you out of Egypt, out of enslavement. And since the very freedom which you have was because I have taken you out, Amzu Ga'alto, Amzu Koniso, I have redeemed you, I have acquired, therefore, Amzu Ga'alto, therefore Amzu Koniso, I have acquired you. And you belong to me. You are my servants. And therefore, I have given to you more of myself than I have given to the rest of the world. I have given to you more of my Torah than I have given to the rest of the world. And I have given to you more of my commands than I have given to the rest of the world. So this is one dimension in what Hashem said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hetzaisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Bebeis Avodim. And there's a second dimension. And that is, why does it say Me'eretz Mitzrayim Bebeis Avodim, from Egypt and from the house of bondage? It would have sufficed to say from Egypt itself, to tell us that if it would have said from Egypt alone,
This means he freed us, he gave us a national freedom. He freed us from being beneath the yoke of another nation. A national freedom. But when? The Torah tells us, Hashem tells us, Mibes Avodim, from the house of slavery. He's telling us something else, that he freed us from the dimension of Abdus, of slavery. Not only did I free you from Egypt, but I freed you from the dimension of slavery. Now, the dimension of slavery is not merely someone who lacks political freedom. The Chazal tell us, the sages tell us, that the dimension of slavery is far worse than that. It states by a slave, Shfulachem pei ima chamor, am hadei melechamor. States that a slave, someone who is enslaved and owned, he is likened to a chamor, to an animal, to a donkey. Why? Because he has no free choice. And man that has no free choice is likened to the animal. Because the great distinction between man and an animal is this free choice, is this bechira. And therefore, Shfulachem pei machamor amadei melechamor, an eved, a slave, someone who is owned by someone else, and he's not birshus atzmai, he is not a balabos for himself, he is not a free person for himself, he is likened to the level of an animal. Now, this is deeper in what might seem apparent. An animal is not an animal necessarily because he has a master over himself. If the animal doesn't have a master over himself, he's still an animal. And he still doesn't have free choice. An animal lacks the level of a human being, not only because he was made as a servant to a human being, but because in essence he's a servant. In essence, he does not have free choice, whether he has a master or not, even if he's roaming in the fields. He is governed not by free choice, and not by intelligence, and not by intellect, but he is governed by internal instinct. This means to say that a person can be enslaved to external forces, and a person can be enslaved to internal forces. Makes no difference. The animal is the level of behemoth, level of an animal, because in essence he is a slave. Be it to external forces, be it to internal forces. He is not a master. He is a slave. A free man, a Baal Bechira, he who is free, means someone who is free from external forces and someone who is free from internal forces, where he rules himself. He rules himself, he directs himself, he chooses for himself. Someone who was given free choice, but he cannot exercise this free choice because he lacks the intelligence or he lacks the willpower. This is kibahema. This is like an animal. He lacks the free choice. And this is the dimension of an eved, of a slave. And this is why a slave is likened to an animal. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I have taken you out of Egypt, I have given you a national freedom where you're free from the yoke of another nation. Mibeis avodim, this is a further dimension. And I have taken you out from avdus, from slavery, to where you will be free people. This means not only free from Egypt, that was already stated, but you'll be free from all forces. be it external forces and be it internal forces. You will be free men. How does a person become a free man? The Torah tells us that where did they go from Egypt? They went to Har Sinai. And on Har Sinai they received the Torah. And there it states, Chorus ala luchais, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hewed out the Ten Commandments, Aseres HaDibros, and the tablets. And Al Tikre Chorus Elecherus. And the word Chorus is also written as the same way as Cherus. This does not only refer to engraved on the tablets, but freedom. That this is what gave Israel freedom. That now that they were free from Egypt, and they were free from the enslavement of Egypt, they went to a higher dimension to become free from themselves also, where they could receive Torah, and through Torah learn to free themselves not only from external forces, from internal forces also. Ein lecho ben chayrin ala misha esik b'Torah. Freedom is found only by someone who can reach up to the level of Torah. Now, we understand very well why Hashem said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. I am a Lord and I am a King to the entire world. But the question is, why has my kingship fell upon you in a much stronger dimension than the rest of the world? And more mitzvahs are you committed to than the rest of the world? And in that it would not have sufficed to say, because I have created the world or the heavens and the earth of all of mankind. Asher heitzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because I have taken you out of Egypt. Unlike all of the other nations, I have given you your freedom. And by freeing you, you have become mine. And you are mine now. And by freeing you from Egypt, I have uplifted you from all external forces and from all internal forces. I have freed you from forever from avdus, from the whole concept of slavery, where you will be not kebehema, like an animal, but the epitome of an odom, of a man. And therefore, I brought you up to the level where I can place my kingship in particular on you, and to the level of the Torah of the 613 mitzvahs. From here we very well understand what the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim. At the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, we have there the laws pertaining to slavery. And it states in Mishpatim Chaf Aleph, Posuk Vov, that what happens if a Jew sells himself as a slave and he works for 6 years, and on the seventh year he doesn't want to go free? He says, Aftias Adonias Ishti Vesbonai Leitze Chofshi, that I love my master and my wife and my children and I don't want to go free. V'igisha Adonah ve'alalahim, v'igisha l'aladeles ve'alamezuzi, v'rotza Adonah ve'sozne b'matzeya v'avode l'ailam. So the master takes him to the Bezdin, and he takes him next to the door frame, to the door or the door frame, and he bores a hole in his ear, and there, and he shall serve him forever. So Rashi brings the Chazals, which state Eizen Shishoma, why the ear? Why do we bore his ear? The ear that has heard Al Har Sinai. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. When Hashem said on Har Sinai that you are my servants, you are not servants to servants, but you are my servants. V'holach v'kona odom la'atzmai. And now he went and he bought a master for himself. Tarseya. Let his ear be bored with a hole. Reb Shimon Hayederish Mikrozeke Minchaymer Manishtane Delas of Mezuzah Mikola Kelim Shebabais. Why do we choose the Delas and the Mezuzah, the door frame, to do this? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Delas and Mezuzah Shaya Edim Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the door and the Mezuzah which testified in Mitzrayim, that generation was given a mitzvah to take the blood from the Korban Pesach, from the sacrifice, which was eaten that night when they were to go out of Egypt, and to put it on the doorpost. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came over Egypt at midnight to kill all of the firstborn, if he saw blood on the doorpost, so he skipped over that house. So therefore, the doorposts testified that I skipped over these houses and I saved Israel, and I said ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, that b'nei Yisrael are my servants, avodim avodahem v'le avodim la'avodim, they are my servants and they are not servants to other servants. And this one went now and bought a master for himself. So let a hole be bored in his ear right before the doorpost. So we see two analogies here. One to Har Sinai and one to Mitzrayim. The ear that heard on Har Sinai that you are my servants, and you went and bought yourself a master, or the doorposts that testified in Egypt that I skipped over your house to save you and heard when I said that you are my servants. This shichro, the freedom that was acquired in Egypt, and a further shichro, a further freedom which was acquired in Har Sinai. So the one who goes and sells himself as a slave, he rebels against his freedom. He rebels against these levels and dimensions. And therefore let his ear that heard this be bored, and let it be by the doorpost that testified to this. When the Almighty took us out of Egypt and he freed us from this enslavement, there was another process which immediately took place, and that was that we went from Avodim Leparei to Avodahem. Before we were slaves to Parai, and now we became slaves to Hashem. This was one process. Generally, if someone is freed, so he throws off the yoke of his master. And now he's free, he has no yoke. This was not the process. They were freed, we were freed from the yoke of Parai, and we became immediately the servants to Hashem. Avodim, avodim li Yisrael. They are my servants. This was the process of Amzu Goalto, Amzu Koniso. I redeemed them and I acquired them. And this was the highest level of freedom. Because to be free from an external yoke is one level of freedom. But the person is still meshubed, he's still enslaved to internal yokes. So we explained that not only was he freed from external yokes, but also from internal forces. And this is possible only by him being uplifted to become servants to Hashem. If he will be a servant to Hashem, then he's uplifted amongst above all forces. And therefore this double process took place. This is why we see in the Seder Shel Pesach there are many things that we do that the Gemara says we should do because of Derech Helus. We should show that we are free men. For example, we drink all of the wine, Derech Helus, Mesubin is we recline as we eat. Now, and we bring out beautiful vessels and so forth. But one can ask a question. This is not necessarily Derech Helus. There are many, many people who are free men, but they don't necessarily have so much wine to drink, or gold or silver goblets, or they recline like royalty. And we see at the Seder, when the Gemara says Derech Helus, as free men, that actually means as nobility. And why are the two synonymous? The answer is that the two are not synonymous. But by Israel they are. Because when Israel was freed from enslavement, they didn't remain in a middle stage of being free from Egypt and not having any yoke over them. They went from the old Shalpare, the yoke of Pare, to the old HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the yoke of Hashem. To the old HaTorah. And this means Avodim Hoyinu LePare B'Mitzrayim. First we were slaves to Pare. Now Avodim Li Israel. Now they are my slaves. To be servants to Hashem, that's royalty. So therefore a Derech Helus, when it comes to a total freedom means where you're above everything else except your servants to Hashem. So then it's synonymous royalty with freedom. And this that we say, that they became free from all forces of the world, this also was a total freedom. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt with all types of wonders. Isis, the signs, Mavsims, the wonders, the Makis, the 10 plagues, Makis Becheris, the smiting of the firstborn, the Kriya Shamsuf, the splitting of the sea. Now, why was it necessary for all of these wonders? Kodesh Baruch Hu could have taken us out very easily. He could have taken us out without any wonders whatsoever, or with one wonder. Why was it necessary? Now, one reason is, as it states in the Torah, the man Sapir Shmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted that his name and his wonders will be known to all of Israel and to all of the generations and to all of the world. But what did he want known? What was taking place is a total breakdown of the nature. All of these wonders that we mentioned, this was a total breakdown of the Teva Olam, of the nature. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was freeing Israel not only from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, but he was freeing them from all forces of Egypt, from all of the forces of Tumah, of impurities, and from all physical forces. all physical forces of the world. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was demonstrating to Yisrael and to the world that I am above the nature. The nature is merely my servant. The waters, the animals, everything are merely my servants. And I do with them as I please. And just as I am above the nature, so is Yisrael above the nature when I so lift him up. And therefore, when he came to free Yisrael, it was not only because from the political freedom of Egypt, but from the whole concept of a person being subdued by forces. These forces were all the external forces and all of the internal forces. In Egypt was the epitome of the internal forces. The Hilta states that there was no nation equal to Egypt that had gone to the depths of ruination, to the depths of tumah, of impurities, with the exception of one other nation, and that was Canaan. They were sorcerers, and they were full of incest and adultery and homosexuality and so forth and so on. The fact is, the Torah tells us that when it states that you shall not do certain acts of abominations, it states because Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, these were the acts of Egypt. And Israel were subdued in this land for 210 years. And this is why Egypt was known as Besorim Besar Hamorim, that they have the flesh of donkeys. They were kibahema, they were likened to animals, where they were enslaved by their own lusts and passions and lack of willpower. And this was a force on Israel. And they were a great physical giant in power in the world. And therefore the Haitzah, the Exodus, was not merely a going out of a land. It was a freedom and a separation from Yisrael, from their midst, to become free of this entire yoke. Mitzrayim umi beis avodim, and from bondage, from all types of bondage. They freed themselves from the external yokes and from the internal yokes, to the point where even the nature they rose above, to where they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ready to go to Har Sinai, which was the ultimate of Shichro, of Cherus, of freedom. Actually, the Chazal state, we've mentioned this many times, that we find that when Moshe went out of Egypt, it states Vayikach es atzmei Yosef imay. In the beginning of Parshas Bishalach, just as they were going out, it states Vayikach Moshe es atzmei Yosef imay. That Moshe took out the remains of Yosef with him. And Moshe went in front of the camp. So this means that the remains of Yosef was leading in the front. Now, why is it necessary to write this? Vahi b'shalach parei esa'om. That as Parei sent the nation out, Moshe was taking the remains of Yosef with him. The Gemara darshan zimai b'mechitzose, with him in his camp. So we see that as Moshe was leading the people out, so was Yosef. And we find in general, Yosef was a great leader. He was the one who led the people into Egypt. He was the first one who went down to Egypt. He was sold. And later on, his brothers Yaakov Avinu and his brothers followed. So Yosef led them down and he led them out. When Klal Yisrael came to the sea, it states, Vayar Hayom Vayonos. The sea gazed forth and then it moved back. So the Gemara asks, Ma ro hayom vayonos? What did the sea gaze at? And then it fled back. It said, Ro areini shel Yosef. It saw the casket of Yosef. Yosef was in the front. This is what it saw. Mikan shebizchus Yosef nifku hayom. From here we see that through the strength and merit of Yosef, the water split. How do we know it was Yosef? Because it states, Vayar Hayom Vayonos, the sea gazed and fled back, and by Yosef, it states four times, Vayonos Achutza, that in his episode with the Ashes Potiphar, with the wife of his master that tried to entice him to Aveda, it states Vayonos Achutza. Four times it mentions there that Yosef fled. He went back. He ran away. And therefore, the Chazal, the sages, learn from here that this is what the sea gazed at and saw and fled back. Now, why? Why was it? What did Yosef have to do with the splitting of the waters? So the Maral explains. Yosef represented the epitome of a master. He was the antithesis of a slave. How do we see this? He was sold into Egypt when he was 17 years old. He was a young lad. He was uprooted from his father's house, from the security of the house of Yaakov Avinu, of Jacob. He became a nar, a youngster, an eved, a slave, and an ivri, an alien, in Egypt yet. But Egypt was the most depraved of all of the peoples. He was a slave to a master. He was constantly enticed by his master's wife. He was thrown into the dungeons of Egypt. You can imagine, if this was Egypt, what the people of the dungeons of Egypt were. And he was there for a long time. He was elevated to royalty, to where he became the viceroy to the most powerful emperor of the world at that time. Royalty is a very great test to a person. Power corrupts. And this was the whole court of Pare. And he became the wealthiest man in the world, the Gemara tells us. He was Malakit Kol Kesem Shebaelam. He went and gathered up all of the gold and the silver of the world during the years of the famine, and became the most wealthiest. He became the most powerful and wealthiest man. And still, when Yaakov Avinu came down to Egypt and he saw him after 22 years, the Torah testifies, V'Yosef Oyeh B'Mitzrayim, that Yosef, this was the same Yosef that learned Torah by Yaakov 22 years before, on the Betzitka, that he didn't move. He was not whatsoever ruined by these experiences. The same Yosef. And not only that, but in some ways he was even greater than his father. Because he brought up two sons in Yosef. Two sons in Egypt, Ephraim and Manasseh, that Yaakov said, are equal to my sons. in Egypt, totally divorced from his home and from Yaakov. He brought up two sons that were to become equal to Yaakov's sons, and Yaakov said, Keruven v'Shimon Yuli, they will be just like the rest of the Shvatim, the rest of my sons. Now this is the epitome of a free man. This is a man that refused to become enslaved to any external forces or to any internal forces. And therefore, when it came to leading Klal Yisrael out of Egypt, now leading out of Egypt was not merely going from one territory to the other, but it was going upward. It was a Heitzor Milmata Lemalo, leading them up out of Egypt from the depravities of slavery, of internal slavery and external slavery, to the heights of freedom. It was Yosef who was to lead. And therefore Moshe knew this. And immediately, Vayikach Moshe Atzmes Yosef Imo, he took the remains of Yosef with him. And when they came to the sea, and the sea was the Gemar HaShichur, the sea was the final point of the freedom, because until then, Paray was still pursuing them. And the sea was the high point, because there they became free from all of the forces of nature. Kol Maim Sheba'elam, all of the waters of the world split. The waters were standing in front of Israel, and they were blocking the passage of Israel. And they didn't want to move. Waters, they're doing what they're supposed to. They didn't want to move. And when they saw Israel coming, they still wouldn't move. But when they saw the casket of Yosef, Vayara Yom Vayonos, then they fled back. Because Yosef, who was this individual who could rule over all powers, like we see Vayonos Hachutza, that he fled back from the greatest temptations. Therefore, no forces could block his passage. If he rules over all powers, he rules over the waters also. You can from here, Shebeschus Yosef, it was through the strength and the merit of Yosef, Bifku Amayim, the water split. So this is the Exodus. Therefore we understand now what is meant when Hashem said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, Asher Hoitzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that has taken you out of Egypt. Why am I a greater yoke of kingship to you? Why is my name take effect on you more than other nations? Why are you bound to me by 613 decrees, while other nations only by 7? Because I have uplifted you out of Egypt, umibes avodim, and forever out of the dimension of avdus, of slavery. And if you are free men, then you can come to serve me. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Le avodim la avodim. Servants to other servants cannot serve me. Only a free man can serve Hashem. When you are totally free, you can come to me, and you are my servants. And you came to Sinai to receive Torah. And this is why that the Zecher, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, serves as the single root and foundation for all mitzvahs. Because mitzvahs means that there is one who commands, and there is one who to be commanded. And the single reason why we are commanded is because he has taken us out of Egypt, which he did to no other nation. And the single reason that we can rise up to these commands, to the Almighty, and free ourselves from other commands which constantly bombard us is because I have taken you out from the yoke of Parai and the yoke of Avdus, the yoke of slavery. And therefore the Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim serves as a singular foundation for all of our mitzvahs, all of our Torah. And therefore the Chazal commanded, and the Torah commanded, Zohar es hayom, remember the day, Asher yitzosim mitzrayim, that you are going out of Egypt. And this was not a command merely to that generation, but a command to every generation. And this was not only a command to every generation once a year, but every day. Maskirin yitziris mitzrayim b'chol yoyim b'chol laylo. And according to Ben Zayma, every night also, which we do. Because just like we have to fulfill mitzvahs every day, we have to constantly be cognizant of why we have mitzvahs every day. And what is our bond to these mitzvahs? The Torah commanded that we must bind ourselves to this concept every day and every night. That a person must realize that Ilu la'haitzianu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem would not have taken us out from Egypt. Hare onu v'neinu b'nei v'neinu. We and our children and our children's children would still be slaves. And because we are free men, because He took us out, this is why we can come to mitzvahs. And this is why we have the mitzvahs of the Torah. And if we would not be free men, we would be far away from these mitzvahs and far away from Torah. And therefore it's synonymous. And therefore a person must constantly study the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The more he knows about it, the closer he'll be to it. And every day is a mitzvah where we make mention of the Yetzias Mitzrayim in accordance to the depth of the person's understanding and recognition of the Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Accordingly will be the depth of his servitude to Hashem. If he understands nothing of the going out of Egypt, and he's not cognizant that he went out of Egypt, then he cannot come to serve Hashem. Because the serving of Hashem is totally dependent upon the fact that I have taken you out of Egypt, and you are no longer their avodim, but my avodim. One is dependent on the other. And therefore, in accordance to one's understanding and recognition, the fullness of the recognition of this freedom, there will be equally the fullness of his capability to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem and to understand his Torah. Because a slave cannot have mitzvahs of Hashem and he cannot have understanding of Torah. Only a free man. And only because he was freed from Parai, from Mitzrayim, and from Beis Avodim. Therefore, we are constantly commanded in Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and particularly on Pesach, there is the particular mitzvah of Lesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, that in depth to elaborate and to teach it to ourselves and to our children. A final point that we learn from all of this is something also that we've mentioned before. The Torah places more emphasis on a person to look to his shoroshim, to look to his sources, and to look to his roots, than to be deirish es ha'asidus, to look towards the future. Unfortunately, human nature always wants to know what's around the corner. What does the future behold for him? And he's always making plans la'asidus, for the future. That's important. A person has to look forward. But it's far more important for a person to look backward also. for a person not necessarily to know where he's going, but where does he come from. And we see consistently over and over again the Torah emphasizes and re-emphasizes that a Jew has to know where does he come from. We don't talk that much about future. We talk more about Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who our fathers were. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov. We talk about Avodim Oyinu Beparei Bemitzrayim, we were slaves to Parei Mitzrayim, and we talk about what took place then. And we talk about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, and he took us into the desert, and he gave us the Torah. We're always talking about what took place. Now, we don't talk about what took place because we want to speak about the good old days. We're speaking about what took place because for a person to know who he is, he has to understand where he came from, where he comes from. For a person to know where should he go, he first has to understand where did he come from. Unfortunately, we live today in a generation which is a generation to a great extent without Torah. And people are always preoccupied with where should I go? Where should I go? What should I do? So forth and so on. Our grandfathers and great-grandfathers were not so preoccupied with that. They were more preoccupied with the fact that they knew that they came from Avraham, and they knew they came from Yitzchak, and they knew they came from Yaakov, and they knew that they were Avodim Leparei, and they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed them from Egypt, and they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Torah. So therefore their total preoccupation was they have to be a Jew. They have to keep Shabbos because their father and grandfather and great-grandfather and Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov did. And they have to keep Pesach and they have to keep Sukkot and they have to be a Jew and they have to keep all mitzvahs and they have to teach this all to their children. That's what they were preoccupied with. And wherever their travels might have taken them, this was their preoccupation. We have to be a Jew. Because we have all of this precious heritage that we have to guard. This was the first preoccupation. The rest was secondary. And this is why when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, what was his first call of order? Even before he came into the land, he sent Yehuda ahead of him to establish a base Talmud, a house of learning, a yeshiva. Because Yaakov knew what he had to do. He knew what he had to safeguard from Yitzchak, his father Yitzchak, and his father Avraham. And this was his preoccupation. The rest we'll worry about later. Today, you don't hear anybody talking about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, about great-grandfathers, they're totally irrelevant. Or about Zecher, Yetzias, Mitzrayim, the going out of Egypt. It's totally irrelevant. And everybody's preoccupation is, what should I do in my future? Where should I live? What kind of house should I live in? What should be my profession? And so forth and so on. Here, there, so on and so on. And this is just turning it upside down. A person cannot expect to know what direction to go in if he doesn't know where he's coming from. If he knows where he's coming from and what he is, then he can direct himself where to go. It's like I once gave the example, you meet someone on the road and you ask him where he's going and he tells you, I don't know. So you say, the person is confused. But if you meet someone on the road and you ask him, where did you come from? And he tells you, you don't know, he doesn't know. Then he's totally meshuga. A lot of people might not know where they're going, but at least they have to know where they came from. But we are living in a dor tapechus, we are living in an upside generation. Not only do people don't know where they're going, but they don't know where they came from either. And they're not interested to know where they came from. And therefore they're totally confused. And this is driven home very, very strongly here. On Chag HaPesach, Zeichel Yetzi, the whole Chag HaPesach is to know where we came from. And it's a mitzvah not only on Chag HaPesach, but Maskirim Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yom V'Yom, every day, V'chein B'Laila. And every night, we have to remember what we were. We were slaves to Paro in Egypt, and where we came from, and how we came from. And then from there we can know where to go. This is the Chag HaCherus, the Chag Cheruseinu, a freedom, and this is freedom in the eyes of the Torah. And we should all be zeicher to this highest level of Chag Cheruseinu, which was given to us on Chag HaPesach, which leads the Jew on to all of the Torah and mitzvahs of Hashem. We should all have a very good Chag Kosher v'Sameach.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yGj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.